This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Islamic State group says its members are responsible for a deadly suicide bombing on a Shiite mosque in southern Afghanistan. The group says in a statement posted on social media that two of its members shot and killed security guards manning the entrance of the mosque in Kandahar. One later detonated his explosives at the mosque entrance and one inside the mosque, killing 47 people. Friday's attack was the deadliest strike in Afghanistan since the dramatic U.S. exit from the country. It was also the first major attack by the group to strike south of the country. The U.S. Defense Department said Friday that it's committed to offering condolence payments to relatives of the 10 people who were killed in an errant U.S. drone strike in Kabul, Afghanistan, in August. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said in a statement that the Defense Department was also working with the State Department to help surviving family members relocate to the United States. Kirby said the matter arose in a meeting Thursday between Dr. Colin Call, under the Secretary of Defense for Policy, and Dr. Stephen Kwan, founder and president of the nonprofit group Nutrition and Education International. On August 29th, a U.S. Hellfire missile struck a car driven by Zimri Ahmadi, who had just pulled into the driveway of the Ahmadi family compound. And all 10 members of the family, including 7 children, were killed in that strike. More at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. In the capital of Ethiopia's Tigray region, a year of war and months of government-enforced deprivation have left the city of 500,000 people with a rapidly dwindling stock of food, fuel, medicine, and cash. The Associated Press drew on a dozen interviews with residents for the most detailed picture yet of life under blockade. Man-made famine, the world's worst hunger crisis in a decade, has begun as food and the means to buy it run out. One university employee killed herself because she was unable to feed her children. Tigray's flagship hospital that once served a region of millions no longer has soap and bleach, and some days has no food for patients at all. A long-serving member of parliament was stabbed to death Friday during a meeting with constituents at a church in England in what police said was a terrorist incident. A 25-year-old man was arrested in connection with the incident, which united Britain's fractious politicians in shock and sorrow. Counterterrorism officers were leading the investigation into the slaying of conservative lawmaker David Ames. In a statement early Saturday, the Metropolitan Police described the attack as terrorism and said the early investigation has revealed a potential motivation linked to Islamist extremism. The 69-year-old Ames was attacked around midday Friday at a Methodist church at a town about 40 miles east of London. Paramedics tried without success to save him. Police arrested the suspect and recovered the knife. A panel of U.S. health advisors has endorsed booster doses of Johnson & Johnson's single-shot COVID-19 vaccine. The Food and Drug Administration panel said Friday that the booster should be offered at least 2 months after immunization, but did not suggest a firm decision could help expand the nation's booster campaign. Booster doses of Pfizer's vaccine began last month for people at high risk of COVID-19, and the FDA advisory panel has recommended the same approach for Moderna. In contrast, the panel backed boosters for anyone 18 and older who received the J&J vaccine. Recapping one of our top stories, the Islamic State group now says its members are responsible for a deadly suicide bombing on a Shiite mosque in southern Afghanistan. A group says in a statement that the two of its members shot and killed security guards manning an entrance of a mosque. One later detonated his explosives at the mosque entrance and one inside the mosque. Via remote, I'm Tommy.